This lesson is all about mindfulness. Our mantra is simple. Pause. Breathe. I am aware. As we've discussed previously, mindfulness and meditation are two different things. Mindfulness is actually the first phase of meditation or a contemplative practice. What mindfulness means is observation or awareness. So if we're talking about mindfulness-based practices, mindful movement, being mindful, it's a term that's been made pretty, made sexy. It's a buzzword. It's super cool if you're mindful right now in our culture and society. The true practice of mindfulness is to slow down, focus on one thing, and just become more aware of what's going on around you, and more importantly, what's going on within you. Takes us back to the idea of emotional reactivity as opposed to compassionate responsiveness. We'll get into that later though. So back to mindfulness. The technique today is going to be simple, and it's something that you can do anywhere, anytime, and nobody will ever know that you're doing it unless you close your eyes to do it in a public space. But you can do this one with your eyes open or closed. You can do this technique as a listening or a looking technique. So it's up to you. Wherever you are, I invite you into your comfortable meditative posture. If you want to lie down, that's totally fine. For this one, though, I often choose to sit on the floor or sit on a chair. You get to choose right now before we get into it. Are you going to be doing a visual or an auditory kind of technique? Meaning, do you want to look around for your observation, or do you want to listen with your eyes closed, picking up on some different sensations and senses during the practice? Whichever you choose is fine. Just stick with it for the whole practice. If you want to do the other one, you can try it at a later time. As you're coming into this meditative practice, you'll also notice that if you change the sense that you're observing with, having the eyes opened or closed is going to make a big difference. You can do things like put in earplugs if you want to pick up more on what you're seeing. You can close the eyes if you want to pick up more on what you're listening to. You could also do this as a mindful or intuitive eating practice by bringing little teeny tiny morsels of food into the practice. You could do this with your sense of smell by observing the smells around you, or doing some kind of smell test if you want. But all in all, the most important part of this is to start picking up on and tuning into your different senses without having to bring stimulation into your environment to make it kick in. We want to just become more keenly aware wherever we are, regardless of the context. So for this practice, I'll guide you through as if you've chosen to do the listening exercise. So as you take a long breath in through the nose and exhale through the mouth, let the shoulders drop. As you inhale again, lengthen the spine. As you exhale, let the jaw drop, unclench. Feel the lips part just a little bit, and feel the tongue heavy in your mouth. I'll invite you to do a brief scan. This time we'll go from the bottoms of the feet up to the top of the head. Just looking for tension, discomfort, or a sense of feeling unsettled. Wherever you feel it, breathe. Breathe into that space. Inhale to the discomfort, exhale discomfort. Inhale ease, or inhale relaxation, exhaling discomfort or tension. Inhale cool, exhale heat. And if you're feeling cool or cold, inhale love, exhale fear. Let the body continue to relax as you have just triggered observational healing through your body scan. Let the body continue to do what it does best, as long as we get out of the way. And beginning now, we're going to turn our attention to the ears. Getting clearer, getting more focused, and becoming more keenly aware of what we can hear. As you close the eyes, as you go deeper into this relaxation, just pause and be still. Make note of the usual sounds that you hear in the space that you're in. Even if you have headphones or AirPods in, your ears are still going to pick up. If you have great noise cancellation devices on, take them off and just use your phone or computer to listen. Or just cover one ear at a time. Explore the difference between your two ears. With your ears, search for different tones. Search for a high tone. With your ears, search for a low tone. Search for a tone with variation, something that goes up and down and up and down, it ebbs and flows. Do you hear noises that are inconsistent in pattern? What do you hear that's natural or coming from nature, something organic? What can you hear that's mechanical or man-made? Choose one tone, one sound, one noise, and go into it. Turn the volume up and try to tune out the other noises around it. Can you pay attention to just one? Which one is it that grabs your attention the most? Shift your attention to a different tone. Can you go inward enough to tune everything out and just focus on yourself? Can you hear your heartbeat? Can you hear your breath? Can you hear your inner voice of wisdom? Can you hear your quietude? Your stillness and truth. Each time you do this kind of an activity, this kind of a technique, tuning into your physical senses, you can always take it deeper and go introspective within yourself. Listen to your inner voice. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your body. What is it telling you? What do you listen to the most frequently? And what do you tune out? What do you hear consistently from your body? What do you hear rarely? Take a moment again to scan the body, observing any differences from the time that we started until now. Take a moment to breathe in through the nose, fully exhaling through the mouth. Once more, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, very gently. Coming back into the present moment by opening the eyes, blinking, and looking around for anything novel, anything that makes you curious. Shifting from the mindfulness of observation with the ears back into your normal, everyday mindfulness. Slow down, pause, breathe. Become more aware. Again, you can use this technique focusing on just one sense, or as you get more advanced, you can start to layer them on top of each other, exploring which senses are more prominent than others for you, which senses do you tend to let go of or disregard more quickly than the others. Take this into life. See how it applies in different contexts and different environments. And, as usual on the journey, I wish you wellness, my friend.